Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for Triangulation is brought to you by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
It's time for TWiT's annual audience survey, and we want to hear from you. Please visit twit.tv/survey and let us know what you think. It only takes a few minutes, and your anonymous feedback will help us make TWiT even better. We thank you so much for your continued support. twit.tv/survey. This is Triangulation, episode 194, recorded March 29th, 2015. Meerkat. Triangulation is brought to you by Casper, an online retailer of premium mattresses for a fraction of the price, because everyone deserves a great night's sleep. Get $50 off any mattress purchase by visiting casper.com/triangulation and entering the promo code TRIANGULATION. And by Harry's. For guys who want a great shave experience for a fraction of what you're paying now, go to harrys.com. Get $5 off your first purchase by entering the code TRIANGULATION when you check out. And by Personal Capital. With Personal Capital, you get award-winning financial tools, unbiased advice, and a transparent view of all your investments. Best of all, it's free. To sign up, go to personalcapital.com/triangulation. It's time for Triangulation, the show where we get the most interesting people in technology to our studios and spend an hour talking to them. And I have been wanting to talk to this guy, for a whole month now. Ben Rubin is the founder of Meerkat, which is literally the hottest app out there right now. He joins us from South of Market via Skype, via his smartphone. Ben, it's good to talk to you.
Hey, good to talk to you. How are you guys?
We're great, and I bet you're even better. How much funding now have you raised? $12 million?
Yeah, something like that.
That must feel good.
It comes with a lot of responsibility, so, you know, there's a lot to prove.
So let's tell the story of Meerkat, and then I'm going to show Meerkat. In fact, I'm meerkatting this as we speak, of course. Meerkat's not your first rodeo, right? You've been a startup guy before.
Yeah, we're doing live in the live video space. We're building for more than 3 years now. Or more or less 3 years. We started with Yevo, the same team.
Y-E-V-O?
Y-E-V-V-O.
Y-E-V-V-O, okay.
Yeah. That was basically doing, one-to-many live streaming, but it was a very comprehensive product, into the point that it was a bit of an overkill, because you got this too many features, you can connect everything, like Facebook, email. You could do flashbacks. The set of features was very, complex for the users to understand. And then we shut it down after a year it was out. And we went to the investors and we said, look, guys, this is not working. The community is not kicking. We had 400,000 users by then. Meerkat now have 500,000. We just passed that yesterday. We had 400,000 users after a year, and we said to the investors, this is not going to work. What we want to do, we want to take all the use cases that we learned from Yevo, and want to take everything that we learned about how to activate a watcher, how to activate a broadcaster, and just we put it down on a table. We surrounded ourselves with a lot of good product people from here, from San Francisco, and we what can we do with everything we learned? And we came up with these six very simple experiment of live video streaming apps, something very, very, and we said all right, we're going to increase the run rate by letting go, five members of our team, which was kind of a horrible thing to do, but we had to. So we minimized the team and we started going into this Chris Dixon called it the product maze. It's what, there's something in there, but we didn't nail it yet. So we said every 2 months we're going to put the product out. And the team was working on a product of live streaming one to friends, which was a big use case at Yevo. And the CTO was working on a one to many experiment that it was it was basically a push button of live video for Twitter. And the interesting thing was that by chance, it's like the first thing that we put out, Meerkat, which was the... So, and then after 3 days after, we decided to focus the whole team on that. And that's what we've been doing in the past almost a month now.
You got lightning in a bottle is what you did.
Yeah, we're very lucky.
Yeah.
We're very, very lucky.
But you say that, and of course, this is the old, you know, the old Hollywood Reporter story. Overnight sensation that took you years, really, to do.
Absolutely.
What lessons did you learn that you implemented in Meerkat?
Well, different is better than better, and simple is better than better. And
wait a minute, do the first one again, because simple, different. I understand. Meerkat is simple. You push a button, you're doing it.
Yeah.
So that makes a lot of sense. And it was nice because you were able to piggyback on Twitter integration so that you didn't have to. You just log in via your Twitter account to sign up for Meerkat. That's instant. You literally can, within a few seconds of downloading the app, be streaming, and it will automatically tweet for you, so it automatically, you know, generates success. So I understand simple. You really licked that, and you did it using Twitter integration. But when you say different is better, tell me what that means.
There's a risk in choosing Meerkat as a name.
And I love it.
Yeah. But easily it could be a horrible name, right? I love it also. And the community loves it also. But we are lucky in that because, you know, there are some product decisions that you make that feels good, even though they are different, because altogether, it's like harmony. Altogether, they sound good. Alone, it's like it's a mongoose.
Right.
But altogether.
Right.
Altogether, it makes sense. It sounds good. It has its identity. And that's what I mean when I say different is better than better. Because you can have this like super sexy logo and super sexy thing that you nailed and you overthought about it. But overall, it could feel different than something that, I don't know, I think that if you look at a product is it's like music. It's like there's a harmony. There's different chords, different notes. There's a melody, and sometimes things just come together in a way that, as a whole, they just feel good. And I don't necessarily say that we pulled out the best harmony in the world, but I'm glad that it's still like it's making sense. Like the fact that it's a Meerkat, it makes sense because how Meerkat behaves. The fact that it's yellow, it makes sense. The fact that it's built in the way it's built, it makes sense to people. And I'm very, you know, we're very happy and lucky that people understand that. That people understand that and are receptive to that.
But there isn't there's no cookbook, is there? There's no. I mean, I think of Apple Computer. When Steve Jobs chose the name Apple, everybody said, "What are you nuts?" It's a computer company, but he wanted something that was personified, that was accessible, that was simple. But there is no formula. You can't just say, "Oh, do what Steve did."
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think you should the team should work in like look at a vision that makes sense to everyone, and then follow the gut and call bullshit on each other. I don't know. Those two things actually work very well when you develop a culture when people can actually come to each other, come to you, come to other team members and say, you know what, your idea doesn't work. Look, this is the data. It's not working. What you're saying is not working. And also be able to make decisions that are based on gut.
Yeah, because you don't always have data.
Yeah, you don't always have data. Only because we did Yevo and we closed Yevo, we had some data and we knew what would work and what would not work. In the sense of the overall live, like what is a live stream?
Right.
Why is it important not to save? Why is it important to show the people's faces? After how much time do I lose you if the stream is not loading? That's what prompted the animation of the grabbing the stream.
Yeah.
Because we know that we want to keep you there. We want you to know that we are working to get the stream for you. And we don't want you to, you know, just say, oh, it's not loading. I'm going to close the thing. So there is a lot of things that you learn only after you, I think, you fail a couple of times. And I think it's very important just to keep building and call bullish on yourself and the team, call bullish. And the moment you do that, eventually you will hit something, I think. I don't know. It feels like, you know, there's still no winners. For like a decade, there's live video out there and people trying to do live video. And there's still no winners on the medium of one-to-many synchronous. This particular plane is, there's no winner on that. And it's fascinating that, you know, there's so much to do in that specific medium of like one-to-many synchronous. And how much the fact that everybody is walking around with internet connected cameras, and how much the fact that the cellular infrastructure allow us to do stuff on the go, consume on the go, contribute on the go, which basically enabling the density and the critical mass that will support this kind of medium, which is a one to many synchronous medium.
We're talking to Ben Rubin. He's the founder of Meerkat, the hottest app right now, and he and his team made so many correct decisions. I want to talk a little bit about that, about South by Southwest, about Periscope, about Twitter itself. There's a lot to talk about. We're going to take a break. I want to talk about my mattress. That's what's important right now. I'm talking about Casper. This is a crazy idea. I don't know. I can imagine the boardroom where somebody said, you know what we should do? We should offer mattresses on the internet. And people would say, oh, no, you can't do that. How people don't they need to line them? No, but what you do, I know what we'll do. Give them 100 nights to try it. Free. No one's going to do that. Yes, they are. I did it, and I love it. Casper.com. Here's my Casper mattress. The other question, how do you deliver mattresses by mail? Actually, they'll do courier, I think, in New York City. This is a queen-size mattress. Comes in a box. UPS guys just delivered it. It was great. You open it up, the mattress goes whoosh, and suddenly you have the most amazing mattress you've ever slept on. And as I said, you don't have to take my word for it. You have 100 nights to try it. There's no way you can really tell how good a mattress is going to be in 5 minutes at the mattress showroom. But with Casper, you've got plenty of time to judge. These are American-made, and a really interesting high-tech combination of latex foam and latex and memory foam. And I thought initially that the latex was on the bottom and then the memory foam was on the top. It's the other way around. So the memory foam gives you this, it's hard to describe. You just have to try it. This is really comfortable but firm. I like a firm mattress. Lisa likes a mattress that conforms to her shape. A lot of women do. You know, they've got hips and stuff. The mattress really is beautiful. She loves it. My son loves it. I had a similar issue with him. He's on the third floor at college. He said, I need a bed. I said, no problem. We shipped him a queen-size Casper. It was the only mattress he could get up three floors, and he loves it. You'll love it, too. And I want you to try it today. Casper mattresses are engineered for comfort, to last longer, to breathe so they're cool. I could not sing its praises more highly, and I want you to try it. Casper.com/triangulation. C-A-S-P-E-R, Casper. .com/triangulation. If you use the offer code triangulation, you'll get $50 off. So these are already affordable. $500 for a twin, $950 for a king size. Take $50 off that right away when you use the offer code triangulation. Casper.com/triangulation. It's an amazing invention. We're talking to Ben Rubin, the founder of Meerkat, the hottest app out there right now. It's a live video streaming app for iOS only. Lets you, within just a few seconds, start a stream that's not saved, a stream that people can watch, can chat with you. Their chats, their comments can show up in Twitter as Twitter comments. You'll also see likes. It's a very visceral, immediate experience. It's a great experience. And Ben hit one out of the park, but as we've learned, it is an overnight success. Tell me about, let's give some credit to your team, because it's more than just Ben Rubin.
Oh, no, it's not me at all. It's all about the team.
So who's on your team?
So there is Ty, the CTO, who wrote this thing with Yevo Tech that was built by the team. He wrote it in like 8 weeks just alone.
The story was going around, you wrote it in 2 weeks. That's not true.
No, it was written in 8 weeks, just the front end client was written in 8 weeks.
Okay.
The tech, the live video tech, the back end was written over 2 years.
Yeah.
It's very, we got some serious architecture that there. If you haven't noticed, there was no downtimes.
No, you really did well. Yeah. I broke it briefly when I got the 1,000 viewers the first time I used it, but then you handled that quite well, and Jimmy Fallon's routinely getting many thousand. Who gets the most views or has had the most
views? I think Jimmy owns the record with like over than 5,000.
5,000, like wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
We had in Yevo, when Yevo was, Yevo had a little moment in Latin America when a lot of people were using it. And we had streams with like 20,000 people watching.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, the backend is, it's a real piece of art of itself.
So, but Ty Danino gets credit as the CTO and the guy who wrote the code.
Yes. And you got Uri Aramati, who's my other co-founder, who's basically doing everything that is product. And me and him, like, You will get a finished product if it's just him or just me. together you get something, you know. He gets super deep understanding of user behavior, and I got super crazy things that are working against that. But together we make a good product, I think. I want to think so.
I can't tell you how often that's the case. It's Lennon McCartney. It's the two together that makes something bigger than just two people together.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, it's not only that I think that it's better. I think that specifically I will create a very horrible product alone. Like, it's not even that with Uri I'm doing it better. It's like with Uri, without Uri I'm minus. That's how I look at it. And then you got, we got Ryan here, who is the head of the community. And we got a beautiful team of like, 8 people in Israel, who's, you know, designer and Jacob, who designed Meerkat, including the logo and all the other interesting choices there. And you got the dev team. It's a great, like, I really love our team. We got a solid team.
Yeah, and I wanted to give him credit because obviously no one person creates something like this.
No, I didn't create. I actually didn't do anything. I want to say it out loud. I didn't do anything. I didn't write any line of code. I didn't design anything. I was just, you know, I was merely the editor of what should go out and what's not. But all the ideas and all the design and all the execution was the team.
Did you know that you must have known that Periscope was in the offing?
We didn't know that until they announced it. Like, we knew.
Really?
Yeah.
I felt like, of course, this is the way my mind works. I told a whole story around it. Oh, you know, they heard about Twitter buying Periscope for around $100 million. They said, quick, we got to beat Periscope to the market.
Really?
Not so, huh?
This is crazy. No. So we actually decided that we are going to let 5 people go from the team.
Wow, yeah.
And it was a very hard decision.
Painful.
And we decided it in December. And you have to go to people that give, you know, gave their hearts and their hours and they give their sleep hours. Just tell them, you know, we cannot hire you anymore. I'm so sorry. And we decided to do experiments. And one of the use cases on Yevo was that people were going live and tweeting. You can tweet and go live on Yevo. And people were going live from a Lady Gaga show, putting the right hashtag, and the super fan would pick it up and retweet it. And someone with no followers will get like 1,000 people watching the Lady Gaga show from their phone on Yevo. And from one of those use cases that we mapped, that was one thing, like a push button, a live video button for Twitter. And that was one of the use cases. So we certainly didn't know anything about that. We're very happy to know that Twitter is going in this direction.
We... you had other experiments. Are you going to just abandon those now? You've got Meerkat. Experiment one was a success.
Yeah, so I think that for now it's good for the team to be focused on Meerkat and see where it goes.
Yeah.
As long as it keeps this trajectory, we're going to keep pushing on Meerkat. But the team is committed to the vision, not, you know, we're committed for the vision and the community. And that's what's the most important thing.
Yeah.
Products are, you know, could evolve and change with time. That's always will be the case. As long as you're committed to the vision, as long as you're committed to the community, I think that if something is not working, the community will be the first people to support you when you do changes in the product. So we owe to the community to make sure that if our products suck, we're going to try something else.
Excellent. Excellent point.
Yeah.
So walk me through the timeline. You released it end of January, right?
End of February.
February. 27th
of February. Yes.
Oh, I didn't realize that. So were you aware of South by Southwest? Was that part of the timeline?
No, it was not. Read the product on post. It was like, hey, this is a side project. What do you guys think?
Wow.
And we just put it there. Yeah, yeah. 27th of February.
Ryan That's Hoover at Product Hunt was a big champion early on. That has to have something to do with your success.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Ryan Hoover and the community of Product Hunt and Danielle Morrill. It's, you know, awesome, awesome people that really helped us to get this cover, obviously.
So end of February, you come out. Do you see immediate uptake? Tell me what it felt like.
So we started understanding that something is going on. Like there's more and more usage. After 5 days I don't remember. But on Tuesday, yeah, we put it on Friday. On Tuesday, I made a decision. The Tuesday after, I made a decision that the whole team should be focused on that. And the reason we did it, because we saw that people are spending a lot of time inside of Meerkat, like a lot of time to watch. And we said, all right, I think we hit some nerve here. And then after South By, South By really made, like, you know, we grew. Before South By, we were like in 40K users. After South By, we were at 200,000. And now we just passed the 500,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, where I became aware of it first was before South By. And I know the date, March 9th. Because people were saying, oh, I wonder if anybody's going to Meerkat the Apple announcement.
Yes. Yes.
And I said, what's Meerkat?
Yeah.
And immediately downloaded it and found out. In fact, a lot of people did. In fact, some people were complaining that it was hard to go to the demo room at the Apple announcement because everybody was saying, out of the way, I'm Meerkatting. Out of the way.
Yeah, well, I hope that our product is not, you know, interfering to people's physical space and just like allowing people that cannot be there to be there. I think that's the use case.
The best use case of Meerkat is where you get to, it's like a virtual experience. So you get to be in somebody's life and see what they're seeing. There's the crane operator who is using Meerkat to show you what he does for a living, or behind the scenes watching Jimmy Fallon rehearse his monologue. Those are really great uses of Meerkat.
Yeah, we've seen like churches doing worship services. We've seen real estate agencies doing scheduling upcoming streams of a showing of apartment and they're able to take 42 people to an apartment showing, which is an interesting use case.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
We've seen the Obama speech from SoMa through Meerkat. It's, you know, there's a lot of the fact that you remove friction from the consumption and from the contribution of live video and all the benefit that live video give in terms of participation and presence. I think that together they can really be impactful. Like you can be really impactful in the verticals of politics or education or journalism when the participants or what people call watchers, we call it participant, where the participant can actually vocal their opinions and change the content. Then when you change the content, you change the reality. When you change the reality, you can actually be impactful of the reality. And then when it starts to be really interesting, when you think about what happens when 50,000 people are watching something happening right now in New York that their opinion or what they're saying actually matters, in that, you know, there is so much to do in this vertical of participatory media. When you change the mindset from consuming content to participating in content, and when you think about the new content, when you think about the new content as something, you know, when you want to completely dissolve the line between a watcher and a broadcaster, and you start to think like, what happened if the audience is not just, it's a one way thing? It's like the audience actually gets to be here. And I think that, you know, we're off to a great start. And, you know, with Twitter is going in that direction. And I'm sure there's another at least 10 brilliant teams that are working in that direction. I think that in the next decade is all, it's, if the last decade was about sharing, the next decade is going to be about participating.
Mm, I love that. You're not worried about the 10 other people that are chasing your tail right now?
There is nothing to be worried. I think it's beautiful. I think it's awesome. I think it's important that this space will be awakened. I think that, you know, in every space, if you go to synchronous one-on-one, which is like FaceTime or Skype, or you go to asynchronous one-on-one, which is like chatting apps, or you go to asynchronous one-to-many, which is like Facebook, Twitter, Yik Yak, or Snapchat stories, in every space, you got always like, at least four main verticals. There are the beautiful vertical, the formal vertical, the non-formal vertical, and the immediate vertical. And there's always like at least four companies trying to compete on one of the each of these verticals. So I think that this is the same, like this space, which is the one-to-many synchronous space. It's still a child. It's still like in the first steps. And we're going to see the same four verticals here. There's going to be the beautiful, the immediate, the formal, and the non-formal. And you're going to see at least four teams trying to compete on every vertical on that. And so it's not going to be a binary win. And I think it's good that there is a lot of smart teams that working in this direction. And I think that add to this mixture of virtual reality, and you got plenty of space to everyone. So I'm very excited about that.
I'm intrigued by virtual reality. Let's talk a little more about that in a second. Ben Rubin is our guest, founder of Meerkat, the hottest app out there right now. But watch out, because Twitter's got its own app, Periscope, coming on strong. Was just released a few days ago. This is going to be a competitive space, but a very exciting space. And it's really fun to talk to somebody who's got that tiger by the tail right now. And obviously, Ben, you've done a lot of thinking about this. Very smart guy, so we're getting a lot of insight. Let's take a break, though, because one thing I do know, and I'll give you some of my insight about one-to-many streaming, a good shave is so important. You see, a clean shave from Harry's is like no other. Everybody has to shave. And I know for a lot of us guys, it's not something we look forward to. You cut yourself, you scrape yourself, dull blades, badly designed blades. And shopping for blades, ridiculous. $4 a blade for a Gillette Fusion? They're so expensive, they lock them up at the drugstore. I believe Harry's has revolutionized my shaving, and it's something you should try too. Quality razors at half the price of those big name brands, because Harry's bought the factory. This is brilliant. They bought, literally, they asked and they said they found there were two factories that make the best blades, both of them in Germany. Harry bought one of them. So they can say to the engineers at the factory, I want you to engineer these for sharpness, for performance, and then they ship them for free to your front door. And because they make and ship their own blades, they're more efficient. They can give you factory direct pricing. It's about half as much as the drugstore blade and twice as good. So what is that? Four times improvement. And let's start with the Harry's kit. So go to harrys.com and take a look at the Truman and the Winston. The Truman is the plastic handle kit. That's $15. I use the Winstons, okay, because I like the metal handle, and you can get them engraved, and I like that. Actually, the reason we got them engraved is because Lisa and I both use Harry's razors. So I didn't want her using mine, and she didn't want me using hers, so we have our names on them. That was a smart move. And not the monogram, because both of us are LL. So this, for $15, you get this. You get the blade, actually three blades, the handle. You get the foaming shave gel, your choice, or the cream. You're going to love shaving with Harry's. Everybody I've ever talked to who's tried Harry's agrees with me. This is the best shave you'll ever get. And then, of course, you get on the, you don't have to, but I would recommend getting on the subscription plan. We get our blades every month. They also have a new aftershave moisturizer that protects and hydrates. Harrys.com. Use the offer code TRIANGULATION. You'll take $5 off your first purchase. That makes the Winston kit just, $20? And the Truman kit just $10. That's a good deal. Harry's. Use the offer code TRIANGULATION to save $5 off. Ben Rubin is our guest. He is, where are you? You're in south of Market somewhere. Are you at the ramp? Yes. It looks like you're at the ramp. Are you at the ramp?
No, I don't know where it is. Maybe it's in the ramp.
Oh, you're somewhere nice. No, it looks like Herbo Buena.
Maso.
Yeah, very nice.
Yes.
Well, I hope you have a nice cup of tea. You're from Israel, right?
Yes.
But you came to San Francisco. Was it that you felt like you needed to be in San Francisco to do YEVO?
From the wrong reasons, yes.
What were the reasons, and what are the right? Are there right reasons?
The right reasons is understand that there is the best talent in the world for product. Is here.
Mm-hmm.
The wrong reasons are just not thinking about it. Just thinking like, oh, all the startups are here. All the startups are here. Let's be here.
Yeah.
I was just dumb enough to be in the right space, the right time. Well, I was just lucky.
You mentioned before coming out with Meerkat, you had a team of advisors. Who talked to you? Who did you get the most value from?
So, James, I don't know if you're familiar with James Currier.
I'm not.
Stan Chudnovsky. So, Stan and James are, they are amazing product people. They're basically from the people that created all those, you know how before Facebook there was like social networks, the first social networks?
Yeah.
So, they helped a lot of teams, and they themselves, they had like, I think, at least four companies they sold that they helped to kind of distill the idea and the value of the language of the product and help a product or a team to understand what they're trying to do, how to communicate it, and eventually how to execute upon it. And James and Stan were super helpful in that. James worked with us very, very closely. And completely changed the way the team thinks about what is a product and why we're doing what we do. So we owe James a lot on that. Yeah.
So you mentioned a few of the choices you made. Yellow.
Yeah.
Why yellow?
Well, so the thing is that the Meerkat is from the Kalahari Desert.
Yeah.
In Botswana.
Yeah.
That's the... And we thought that like yellow will make sense because it's not blue like all the other social networks.
Everything's blue. Periscope even is blue.
Yeah, a lot of companies choose blue. And I think that yellow is kind of refreshing. And then, when we started to play with the app, we started open by accident Snapchat. And then I came to Uri and I was like, dude, I think we did a mistake. I'm opening Snapchat instead of Meerkat. And he said,
"You're right. The icon's very similar. I got a ghost and I got a Meerkat in the icons."
Yeah, and Uri said, "Look, the decision making here was very honest. Like it didn't came from let's try to do something.
You were copying Snapchat."
Yeah, the decision was not like let's copy. It really drove from like. Let's do something very simple that will go well with like what is a Meerkat and how it's going to look like from Botswana desert, and just like Kalahari desert, Botswana. And then later we understood that we made this mistake. But then Uri said, it's not a mistake. It's okay because it came from the right intentions.
Right.
So... I supported his decision to keep it, and I think he did well.
It's fine. That doesn't bother me. I just moved Snapchat a little farther away from the Meerkat icons. They don't hit the wrong one. Big one, controversial one, portrait mode. There's no when you're shooting a Meerkat, you don't turn it sideways. And I, by the way, I agree with you. I'm one of the few people in the world who's always said portrait is native to the phone. That's how you should shoot it. It's okay. It doesn't matter. We're not thinking about how it looks on a 16:9 screen.
Yeah. So I completely completely agree that our eyes are horizontal.
Yeah.
And we should see horizontal movies. Absolutely. Video should be horizontal. Unless the medium have to be consumed or contributed on the go.
Ah.
And the only way to do that is on mobile. And this is the default on mobile, to hold it vertically.
It feels weird to hold it horizontally, frankly.
Yeah. So if your job is to remove friction so people can consume and contribute on the go, you have to opt in the default behaviors, which is vertical holding. Mm-hmm. So logically, I 100% agree with you.
It's just native to the format. I love the idea of chat scrolling up. I love seeing the heads of people who are watching coming in across there. All of this, it seems, when you see a product that's well-designed, it feels like it's sprung fully. Is that me making that noise? It feels like it's sprung fully. Why am I hearing myself? Let me stop streaming. By the way, latency is another interesting issue. Periscope seems to be a little bit less latent. I'm sorry to be comparing you with Periscope.
That's okay.
By the way, and I'll say this up front, having tried them both now, I have declared Meerkat the winner. And not because I'm talking to you, Ben, but because I really feel like there's something friendly and natural. It's so hard to put your finger on what makes an app good and makes you want to use it. But there's something about Meerkat. And there's a lot of similarity between the two apps, which is interesting. I don't know if Periscope was looking at what you were doing and saying, well, that's a good idea.
Well, I think that Periscope could clearly put a lot of thought in their product. And they have a very thoughtful product.
It's a good product.
Very beautiful product. Well executed beyond, really, I give all the credit in the world for their team. It's really well executed, very slick. I think there is nothing to compare because it's different decision making that makes different. We talked before about those verticals on space. There is the beautiful vertical. There is the formal, non-formal. There is the immediate. And it seems like their product is very much going toward the beautiful vertical, while we still trying to figure out what's the right, whether we are immediate or more non-formal. I'm sorry about that.
I like the informal. I actually prefer the informal, I think.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. We're still trying to figure it out, and we're letting the community lead the way.
Yeah, that's smart.
But obviously, it seems like Periscope is doing a very great job on focusing that, like, how do we make live video beautiful and feel beautiful? And it's definitely showing in their version, in the first version of their app. So kudos to their team.
Really. I don't worry so much about Periscope, but I might, if I were you, worry about Twitter. I mean, one of the first reactions of Twitter was to cut you off from the social graph. They're right.
Of course. You and I would do the same.
Of course we would.
And that's okay, because they worked very hard to get their graph. And, obviously, we didn't know that we were using the graph in a competitive way because nobody knew that they bought Periscope. But they say that you cannot use the graph in a competitive way. It says on their API. And I have no hard feelings with that. It was obvious to us from the start that if this thing grows, Twitter is just a place to jumpstart the community and not a place. And we will obviously need to grow outside of that. They just took our timeline and just make it more early, I say. I don't know how to say it exactly in English. But they just took our timeline from what we thought would be 3 months to after 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You can still do all the things you do, which is, tweet and so forth. Twitter is a very useful part of what you're doing.
It's a very useful part, but, there is Tumblr, which is huge population and different demographic. And there is Facebook that you can do awesome stuff with. We don't really believe in posting to your wall, but there are other stuff that you can do with Facebook using their new API for Messenger, or thinking about the way Facebook pages work that is very interesting and compelling for live video. It's very interesting in Facebook events, for example. to use live video. There is enough verticals, including address book and form verification to go through. So we're really not worried about that. They're just forcing us to grow up faster, and it's within their right. So
yeah.
Yeah.
No Android? Are you working on Android?
We're working on Android, yes.
Why iOS? Why start with iOS?
Well, we have to acknowledge the fact that, iOS is a great, there's a lot more, I think, at least, for the community that we chose to start with, which was the tech community in San Francisco, there is more adoption of iOS. So I thought that, you need to have the team focused on one thing to do it well.
Right.
And, yeah.
What about adult content?
We let users flag content on their stream. And the moment we see three different flags, we automatically being alerted, and the system makes the stream not visible to new watchers. And then we manually, by human, look at this flag content and then decide whether to remove it or not.
What was your thinking there? Were you afraid it would become just a adult service?
No, I don't think. I think that the moment people have to use Twitter and have to, there is no anonymous watching or anonymous commenting. When the personal brand is on the table, both the broadcaster and the watcher are committed to good quality of content and conversation.
I think that's right, actually. I'm going to have to be careful what streams I watch from now on. although I can see somebody would be thinking about making an adult version of a live streaming app. That might be a market that somebody would want to get to.
Yeah, they can also do a chess vertical.
I would do the chess vertical. I'd be fascinated. Yeah. So yeah, that's the one I want.
there's going to be a lot of verticals.
It's a slow moving video, but you can join at any time. What about virtual reality? You mentioned that. That I find very intriguing.
It's very interesting, super interesting for us. It's a very interesting vertical. Super interesting for us. We're all the team. When they have a little bit of spare time, they look into that. So we're all very excited about that.
Right. I should ask you, do you have a time frame for Android?
As soon as possible.
I know, you're very focused. It must be a very interesting position that you're in right now, because this happens so fast.
Yeah.
Within 2 or 3 weeks, and as you say, you have 500,000 users now, and I imagine the growth has continued. You got to focus on what are you focusing on right now? What is your primary focus?
Velocity, escape velocity on the graph and escape velocity on the auth.
You don't think you've reached that yet?
I think we did on brand.
Yeah.
I don't think that. For the user experience perspective, I think we have a lot of work.
And you are iterating already. In fact, you've made some, I think, significant improvements overall.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. You're going to see a lot more next week.
One thing that took us a while to figure out, when you can watch Meerkat on the web, if you see somebody's streaming, you click the link in their Twitter stream, and you'll get a web. So initially, it was very weird. You had to actually resize the web window down to the aspect ratio of a phone, and then it looked normal. You've handled that. What is something that you feel like you really need to do quickly, or you're working hard on? Or you don't have to say it if it's
We want users to find out a user better.
Discovery. Discovery.
Yes, discovery is very important.
Yeah. It works well. In fact, what's one interesting difference between Periscope and Meerkat is you have a leaderboard. And some people really hate that idea, because what it does is encourages people like our employee, Jeff Needles, to really, game it to get on the leaderboard, which is, I think, fine for you. But I think the leaderboard is useful also for discovery, because you can see who's most active on Meerkat and very quickly add them. You've got a little plus button.
Yep.
So that choice, though, that's a difficult choice because that can change the dynamic of it.
Yes, it is. We initially were put it to make sure that people, you know, to ignite the fire of the community.
And it worked.
Literally, it's no longer that relevant, but the scoring absolutely is something that will never going to disappear. But we are thinking about, like, what is the importance of the leaderboard right now? And we're thinking about different kind of variation for that.
Yeah. Yeah. But it must be fascinating. I'd love to be a fly on the wall at your meetings. And I'm sure you meet every day as you strategize this, because this is I would be anxious in your shoes because it's such an opportunity. But as we know, it can slip away in an instant.
It is. And it slipped away, you know, in Yevo and other products. We had Air. The most important thing is to keep calling bullish on yourself and the team, to keep pro bullish and to be very attuned to the community. I think that's the most important thing. And, you know, we got amazing partners now, Greylock and Josh Ellman, who joined the board. So I think that we're I think that we increased our chances by a lot now. And I'm really excited to see how the team and the product evolve and how the community evolve.
We're talking to Ben Rubin, the founder of Meerkat. We have a few more minutes with Ben, and I'm going to give the chat room a chance to ask questions. There's a lot of you in there with a lot of questions. Before we do, though, I'd like to talk a little bit about personalcapital.com, kind of a personal favorite of mine. I hope you saw our interview with Bill Harris a couple of weeks ago on Triangulation. Second time I've talked to him. The guy is so smart. Was the founder of PayPal. He and Elon Musk created PayPal. He was CEO at Intuit. The guy knows finance and money. And he was casting around for the next thing to do. He said, you know what I would really like to do is help people manage their money better. People are not doing well by themselves. How many of you have a broker who, you know, basically a broker is a salesperson. They're taking money out of your pocket. They're shortening your retirement with their commissions. Or maybe you're buying mutual funds with big loads. They're doing the same thing. Personal Capital will help you understand what's happening to your money. They have a complete intuitive financial dashboard. All your accounts are in one place so you can make intelligent decisions, so you know where you stand. You can manage your portfolio like a pro. That's what I do. Lisa likes a little help. Personal Capital will do that too. Not from a broker, but from financial advisors who are working for you. They're not working on commission. So they will give you great advice. They will help you invest your money wisely. And right now, for a limited time, you can actually get a free 30-minute review from personalcapital.com. All you have to do is track accounts worth $100,000 or more in the Personal Capital dashboard. Bingo. A 30-minute review. You can discuss your financial goals, your risk tolerance, your time horizon. It's like a checkup on your retirement. I love Personal Capital. It's addictive. I want you to go to personalcapital.com/triangulation. Just put the stuff in. It's completely secure. It's very addictive to go in every day and look at how you're doing, or even just every quarter. It helps you rebalance. So, you know, if you get too heavy in one sector, this is something you really need to do every quarter. But they'll explain all of that. I've learned so much. 2 years I've been with Personal Capital. personalcapital.com/triangulation. And don't forget, if you link accounts with assets of more than $100,000, you'll get a free 30-minute portfolio consultation. personalcapital.com/triangulation. We're going to wrap it up because we've lost our connection. That's what happens when you Skype from a park somewhere in San Francisco. But a real pleasure to talk to Ben Rubin, and obviously a guy who's done some deep thinking on what it takes to make a success. And boy, you really see this in Silicon Valley. This is one of the things that's distinct about the U.S. as a whole in terms of innovation, is that failure is not a mark against you. Failure is just a learning experience. And it doesn't mean you won't be able to get venture capital. He got venture capital for Yevo. He was able to get even more venture capital for Meerkat. It really is a crucible where you learn, you get trained, and if you're good, you get better and better. And obviously, Ben and his team have learned quite a bit and have created, I think, a remarkable product in a meerkat. We thank you for joining us for this edition of Triangulation. We'll be back every Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1800 UTC, always with big thinkers, fascinating people, the personalities who make technology interesting, and I'm glad you could be here. You can watch us live, or you can download it after the fact, twit.tv/TRI, youtube.com/triangulation, or wherever you get your podcasts. We're on iTunes, we're on Xbox Music, we're in your podcast app, we're in Overcast. Just look for Triangulation, or better yet, look for Twit and subscribe to all our shows. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time on Triangulation.